Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to Live in the Day with Jay.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Live in the Day with Jay and
Trey.
Late again. Number to call is 515-602-9653. Guys, we have a great show for you today. We're going to be joined by community activist and protester, Jamal Gillespie. He's going to tell us a little bit about what's going on with him and a little bit about what he has going on. He has a new venture going on, and we're going to talk a little bit about this protesting game. We're going to talk a little bit about that and see where his mind is on that, see where the state of Gastonia is. Lot to talk about. And what do you want to talk about?
I'm not sure.
What do you mean you're not for sure? How was your day?
It was rushed, very rushed.
Oh, welcome to my world. Welcome to my world.
You don't have your classes all day.
Yeah, but I'm rushed. I'm rushed in the morning, from the morning to night, and still rushed right now.
How are you rushed in the morning?
We're not even going to talk about
How
that.
How are you rushed in the morning?
Because you get your little stuff, and you be like, see you later, got to go, bye, and get in your little car, and you out of here.
But I take care of everything downstairs for you.
No, she be up and out of here like speed racer. Like she don't see the daggone bat signal up in the sky. She got to go fight some crime or something. She be up out of here, and we be sitting there looking crazy.
How is some of y'all sitting there looking? I take care of everything downstairs.
These people don't know what down. They don't know that.
I mean, I take care of all the. I take care of all the stuff that has to be done. Like, I pack your lunch.
Okay, you do.
I make sure the dog is fed. I set up the ironing board.
Stop. Y'all don't listen to any of that.
That is the truth.
Amanda, really? Thank you, honey.
You're welcome.
For everything
you're welcome. You're welcome.
And then she pats me on the back.
I know you appreciate it. I know you do, but you I don't know why you keep saying I rush out of here. I have to leave because I have to be.
Okay. Yeah, she be up and out of here. Number to call is 515-602-9653. Guys, I cannot wait. I did say thank you, Amanda. I said thank you. No, y'all ain't going to try to make this like I'm trying to be mean or something. No, honey. I need for you to come to my defense.
What are you talking about?
Did you see all this? You talking about love her and cherish her? Like, do I not?
I didn't say you didn't. I'm just saying, I leave out of here before you, but I take care of all that stuff before I leave.
Oh, and I don't take care of nothing.
I didn't say you didn't. Did I say that he didn't take care of anything?
Uh-uh.
I'm just saying, I take care of everything I'm supposed to take care of before I leave, so that you don't have to worry about that. I give you a big one.
Yeah, okay. All right. On today's show,
we are
going to be joined by Jamal Gillespie. I think you really want to listen to this interview. It's going to be a great interview. I think we're going to learn a lot about each other on this interview. We're going to learn a lot about what we perceive to be normal protesting. I'll put it that way. Normal protesting, normal uplifting in the community. Sometimes it's not perceived that way by other people. So I can't wait to hear what he has to say. Also, you want to talk about the gift?
Mm-hmm. The gift will be at the Little Theater of Gastonia this Saturday evening. Doors open at 6 and the show starts at 7. I am so excited.
Yes, go get your tickets, guys.
Yes,
you can go to the Little Theater of Gastonia's webpage or their page, and you can get your tickets, or you can go to James J. Radio, and you can click on the link there, buy the tickets there. You can go to your Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Hang on to my Facebook page. Oh, Lord.
Go to her Facebook page, y'all, and click.
Treasure Lorraine Hall.
Yeah, and click on the link that will take you to the Little Theater Gastonia to get tickets. We have some really big news coming up about the gift. I can't let it out the bag yet, but it's some really big news. And I hope that you guys are ready to get your dose of him because he's going to be real busy.
Yes.
He's going to be really, really, really busy. A couple of places nationally known and a couple of places he'll be able to play a few more spots here in the Gastonia area. I promise you it's like dwindling very, very, very quickly to where he is going to be in demand in other places, other towns, other cities, other states. And I can't wait to see where this is going to lead.
Momager.
Well, tell them that.
No. Okay, go ahead.
She says she's going to be his what?
Momager.
Okay. So I need for y'all to go get your tickets, and I need for y'all to make sure that you come out and support, because that's what it's all about. We have to support one another, and we have to do things the right way.
Support these young people.
Support the young people, because they could be out here doing other things,
mm-hmm.
and they're not. So please, please, please support, and I think that you will be very happy that you did support when it comes to what's going on with our young people today. I promise you, you will be really happy that you came out to support.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, he's going to be playing all the way up until, like, in this area next year. I mean, they're going to be playing at the Cavendish next year. He's got dates already booked. You'll see him in, March, April, May, June, July, and August. You will see him at the Cavendish in Gastonia. There's a couple of other places you're going to see him. I haven't let the cat out the bag yet. You're going to see him all the way out on Myrtle Beach. So we're going to talk about that when the time is appropriate. I can't let that cat out the bag yet, but you're going to see him out there, and it's going to be on the national stage. So I told y'all this is going to happen, and I want you to be able to say that you experienced him now locally while he is, here at home and doing his thing at home. So just support, guys. That's all. Number to call is 515-602-9653. Hopefully we'll be joined by Jamal Gillespie. When we come back, you guys are definitely live in the day.
With Jay and Trey.
This song I want to talk to the hustlers out there. You know, you cats doing your thing. You know what I'm saying? Well, there's a better way. You know what I'm saying? I just want to talk to you. Just listen to me right now. I was the third brother of five, doing whatever I had to do to survive. I'm not saying trying to break out of the ghetto was a day-to-day fight. Been down so long, getting up didn't cross my mind. But I knew there was a better way of life, and I was just trying to find. You don't know what to do until you put on the pressure. Across 110th Street, a hell of a tester. Across 110th Street, pimps trying to catch a woman's
wanna talk to y'all about right now, but don't mind. Oh, hey brother, there's a better way out. Snorting that coke, shooting that dope, man, you're copping out. Take my advice, it's either live or die, but you gotta be strong if you wanna survive. The family on the other side of town, we can't help without a ghetto around. In every city you find the same thing going down. Harlem is the capital of every ghetto town. Listen, across the 110th Street, pimp trying to get you.
Someone forgot to boost.
Excuse me. I think you're the father of one of my kids.
Oh, my daughter's in your art class. Sister Mary Catherine.
Yes.
Minute Maid enhanced with a 5-nutrient boost. Put good in, get good out.
What's up, world? You already know who it is. It's the big homie Ambush, a.k.a. the Southern Secret. And you are now live in the day with the brother Jay, blogtalkradio.com, Green Light Inc. It's a go. It's official like a referee with a whistle. Let's get it, man.
You are now listening to Live in the Day with Jay.
Welcome back to the show.
The number to call is 515-602-9653. What's up, y'all? It's Trey and
Jay.
Live in the day.
No, that's not how we're saying it, y'all.
It
we're not saying it like that.
Why?
Because that sounds off.
We're not. I said, what you want to say? Live in the day with Jay and Trey? We're back. Anyway, let's get ready to push the show on. Mm-hmm. Waiting on Jamal.
No.
Call in. Yes.
Y'all.
Come on.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call is 515-602-9653. Guys, thank you for joining us for a great show today. We are definitely getting ready to be joined by our first guest. I met this young man when there was some turmoil going on in the city of Gastonia a couple summers ago. And, very smart young man. I think that you're going to get a sense of who he is on this show today. I can't wait for you to get to hear what it is he's doing. So without further ado, I'm bringing on the show none other than Jamal Gillespie. Jamal, welcome to the show, brother. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Doing good, man. Doing good. Thank you for being able to come on the show.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I've definitely been waiting. I love your show. I've been, you know, just waiting for my chance to speak with you on here.
Oh, man, I appreciate that. Of course, you know, I have my lovely co-host with me now. My wife is on here with me.
Hello,
Hey, how are you doing? I forgot your name. Can you remind me? Trey, right?
Treasure.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going by Trey on the show.
Okay.
Yeah, we all have to do something about that.
What, you want to be? Never mind.
Anyhow. Anyhow. All right. So, Jamal, tell the listeners a little bit about who you are and what you have been doing, and we're going to get into what you're doing now. Because I do have some, you know, I have some questions also that we can get into,
okay.
And we can just get into the meat of this conversation.
Yeah, well, first off, my name's Jamal Gillespie. Born in Lincolnton, raised in Gastonia ever since I was 3. Currently, I'm serving as the county chair for Advance Carolina, which is a local 501c4 organization building black political power within North Carolina. I'm also serving as the treasurer for a Rotaract club that I'm also a part of called United Piedmont Rotaract Club in Gaston County. And basically, I'm just a community activist looking to better the community for people like me, minorities, African Americans, and just give us more representation out there.
Yeah, you've been pretty busy lately, haven't you?
Yeah, currently I've been pretty busy laying out some foundation work for a few things that Advance is working on. I've been working really closely with them lately as a part of my contract with them, and I'm just loving it right now. And a few other things in the background being worked on. We'll see how those go as well. And that'll probably come up in some of your questions, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, well, that and let's backtrack a little bit. I want to go back a little bit. I know we can't live in the past, but I want to go back a little bit just so the people will get a real good idea of, you know, who you are.
Yeah. So I'm also the co-founder of the Gaston County Freedom Fighters. I recently, you know, got my start during the George Floyd protests. There was a few events that were being held, a few protests that were going on throughout our county. I attended one event where things kind of went left. And I was there along with two other members of the community, Ashley Ramirez and Rashawn Stevens, and we kind of helped add some structure to that event and kind of keep it more organized. And from there, we just had a few other protests related to the George Floyd incident until it led to a Confederate monument protest that was outside of the courthouse, and thus we created the group Gaston County Freedom Fighters. And most of our initiative was to have the removal of the Confederate monument outside the courthouse. However, throughout the community, we held multiple events for back-to-school drives, feeding the houseless community, working on mental health, trying to structure and work with different organizations and groups throughout Gaston, such as PUSH, such as Gaston Citizens for Change, such as US, which is a group called United Sacrifices, what US is short for, and just different groups that started out within Gaston County, and just help lead the way and actually work with them to establish more community engagement, as well as I guess you can say structuring the organization, like, of how different community leaders were there. Like, during that time and during this time now, my main focus has been to mostly unite minorities in our community to actually speak up for things that bother them or things that are current issues within our county, and just, you know, being more represented.
Okay. Now, I know you guys were doing a lot in the community. Now, are you still active? Or, you know, the Freedom Fighters still active, or what's going on with them?
I'll say currently with the Freedom Fighters, there has been a large decrease within membership. A lot of people haven't been as involved, and I will say I believe part of that comes to the trying to think, like, mainstream, you know, like, people usually, like, follow a wave, mainstream, like, what's popular. During the George Floyd protest, everyone hopped on protests, and they actually wanted to speak out and do things in the community or show support. And I will say that's something that's always great to have that support. But one of the things with a lot of movements currently and throughout history is that that wave doesn't continue to basically float. Like there's not – the wave doesn't stay strong forever. And new movements are formed. New issues come about. People create new lives. People branch off into different areas. And I will say the number of members has fallen. However, I believe a lot of these organizations that were formed just 2 years ago helped build up a lot of people, whether it be politically, whether it be like they're more woke, more involved in the community. Everybody, I feel, did go different routes and different in different areas. However, everybody's still like very engaged in the community work, whether they're on the front lines or whether they're in the background doing more, you know, policy making work, different areas of work like that.
Okay. Now I know you were saying, earlier, before you got into that portion that, you guys were helping the community,
So Jamal, how do you think your protests helped the community back then?
So the protest, I feel like the protest was mostly to spread awareness of what was going on at Gaston County Courthouse with it being a Confederate monument, the way that our county commissioners worked. It kind of gave some of the community more information on what county commissioners' ability to pass laws are, what they actually do. Because I'm going to be honest, like myself personally, before we started protesting like the Confederate Monument, I didn't understand that much about local politics, and it helped away that and give me some more knowledge when it came to what each elected official is able to do or what they usually vote and decide on. So I'll say the main thing that our protest did accomplish would mostly be more awareness of like local laws, what's going on. They actually, you know, they like did like a channel or something when they started having the commissioner meetings and things like that, and a lot of people like in the community actually tuned in to, you know, learn what was going on. And I learned a lot of other stuff other than just like how to speak in a public forum. I learned like what's conversed there, like how different property lines are drawn out. Like it's something that really brought more people into the politics base of our county.
Yeah. Now, you know, Jamal, I know that was some really interesting times when all the protesting was going on. Do you think that it was handled the best way it could have been handled back then? There's a reason I'm asking you this.
I feel like the way that it could have been handled then, it's kind of tough to answer that, honestly, because I feel then there were so many different ways that it was handled. There were so many different approaches from all angles.
And
the end spectrum that I view it as it was handled pretty excellent. I just say that momentum just started dying off. That momentum would have continued from all angles. I feel like it could have been something very accomplished. Like it could have accomplished a lot. Cause I noticed at points where you could see they started getting scared. There was more pressure on them from whether it be court cases, whether it be them, you know, making memes and going on Facebook, social media, trying to get different ordinances passed to prevent protesting. It's just once they realize that the community was united, that's always is always what they see. And one thing that always comes to my mind when I think about that is Fred Hampton and the Rainbow Coalition. Like when you look into COINTELPRO, like COINTELPRO wasn't even established for the Black Panther Party. The reason why COINTELPRO was officially established is because the Black Panther Party started forming with different organizations such as the Latin, I believe it was the, not Latin Kings, it was like the Young Patriots and the Young Lords. They formed with them to create the Rainbow Coalition, and just the local government and different government officials seeing like people of different races, beliefs, et cetera, uniting for certain instances. That's what the government always fears. And I feel like we accomplished a mini version of that. It wasn't as structured as it could have been, but there was definitely some momentum. It's just figuring out a way to maintain that momentum.
Yeah. I think momentum is a perfect word to use, because so many times we in the community get something ignited and we can't keep it going because the fire has gone away, or the newness, or the excitement of being new to it has gone away. And, you know, and just so you know, I do life coaching on how to correctly protest and how to be effective. I ain't gonna say correctly, but be effective when you protest. One thing I will say, and I think I told you this before, that I absolutely love that your group, your age group, is not afraid to speak out about what's right. And that's something that hasn't been happening in a long time. And you guys, your age group really wants to go out there and speak out against things that are not right. And I really love that about your age group and about, you know, some of the protesters that have done things. But like I said, there is, believe it or not, a right and a wrong way to protest. An effective, I ain't going to say right or wrong, I'm going to say an effective or ineffective way to protest. And just throw that in your hip pocket. You can just log on to Abundantly Developed Roots, and you can sign up for Coach J Radio, and I will teach you that way.
Yes, sir.
But I really am excited to see people. I just don't like the saying woke, but I'm so excited to see that you know, the level of knowledge is really there with your generation of comrades. The knowledge is there. We get the discipline there. And then there can be some things that can really get done and flourish in the community. You know, I don't want to talk about that a lot, but I did want to touch on that. So tell us a little bit about your new venture and how the community can benefit from your new ventures, what you got going on.
So I'm actually going to pull up some bullet points from my last meeting just so I can kind of, you know, help out.
Okay.
But now I'm actually working with an organization called Advanced Carolina, which is, like I said, a local 501c4 organization whose main focus is to build black political power, black political excellence, basically, within different counties in North Carolina. And it actually just loaded. So, like I said, just building more knowledge and finding the right elected officials who actually value our opinion, who are looking to make positive change for our communities, bringing in those resources, partnering with local other local organizations within the community to find resources, develop different community programs, and just further advance the black communities within Gaston. That's the portion that I'm looking to do. Find out different statistics within the community to figure out where some resources need to be, where resources currently are, where resources aren't, and just structuring out how to bring those to those communities. And
Let me ask you, have you reached out to some of the local elected officials here to see how maybe that can come into fruition?
Yeah, so currently I signed my contract for Advanced Carolina last month. So I've only been working on this for a month currently. I had my first meeting, which I would love to invite you to. I had my first meeting last month on the 17th of August.
Okay.
And a few people who were in attendance at my first meeting would be a lot more community activists, community organizers. However, I did have the diversity and inclusion officer for the city of Gastonia attend this meeting as well, to kind of gauge the opinion of like how things are run on the city level from a official. I believe she wasn't elected, but you know, someone who's in that area of expertise.
Right.
And just gauge the different perspectives. So with the county table that I have, I structure it based on people who have different viewpoints, people who are in different areas of expertise, which would include, I'd say, like church pastors, leaders within the faith community, I have elected officials who I plan to invite to these meetings as well. The county table is usually a predominantly black county table because we're speaking on, you know, issues within the black community, looking for faces to help represent the black community within our area, people to have more representation to them, and holding those elected officials who are like us more accountable for whether it's laws, acts, things that they may say involving the community or things that they may be doing or may not be doing. So I like to include the elected officials in this process as well. And my plan for that is to have them more so as special guests for the meeting, but also finding the ones who can accomplish things or can put that out there and just, you know, letting them know like, hey, this is what's currently going on. This is a lot of the community's issues right now. And another way, the way that things are structured is I try to find people from different areas within Gaston County. Currently, my county table consists of Scotty Reed, who basically represents the Stanley area, Stanley Mount Holly area. Sierra Mack, who attends my meetings. Sherry Czar is the is actually a diversity and inclusion officer for the city of Gaston County. I have Roshan McClendon, who serves as the first vice chair of the Democratic Party. Who else? I have Rhonda Jones, who she's just amazing as a whole as well. She's very involved in the community. She does a lot of background work, but she's very involved with research, finding out information, whether it be grants and different things like that. And with just having someone who knows a little bit about grants and things in that area of expertise, it's very beneficial because with working with Advanced Carolina, they're actually like under a umbrella of another organization that's a 501c3, which is NC Black Alliance. And NC Black Alliance actually provides people who work for Advanced Carolina with a pretty much a link to apply for small grants, small mini grants for small businesses and up and coming grassroots organizations within our county as well, which I can send out and have them fill out to help get them off the ground a little bit.
Man, you sound like you got a dream team going on there. You got some heavy hitters there. That's impressive. I'm eager to see where this is going to go.
Yeah, I'm definitely looking to add on. I recently spoke with I think his name's Pastor Rodney Freeman, and in hopes of getting him to attend my as well. With him being a great community organizer, great community leader, he does a lot for the community with the Bountiful Blessings food truck. He's actually on the MLK Award outside of our social service building, our DHHS building, and I just love everything he does as well. And he's actually going to be the one who possibly fills my faith and, you know, church aspect of the group to kind of gain some of that information. But the group, the whole task of it is to find those elected officials within our community and get the right people in office and holding them accountable for things like that and just, you know, spreading more information about those officials that's actually for the black community and getting the black community more involved in the political process as well. I'm sorry.
I get it. Hey, Jamal, can you stick around for about 5 more minutes? I need to take a quick little break. I'll come back and we'll talk a little bit more about your vision for the community, all right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
All right. Number to call is 515-602-9653. That number again, 515-602-9653. You guys are definitely, and I mean definitely, live in the day with
Trey
and Jay.
Mentors Inspiring Males for Success provides new hope for males ages 6 through 17 in the Gaston County and surrounding areas. Mentors Inspiring Males for Success strives to inspire participants to spiritually, mentally, and culturally grow to achieve personal and social accountability. For more information, contact Glenn Bratton at 704-524-4058. Again, that's 704-524-4058. Mentors Inspiring Males for Success. Gastonia's hope for the future.
Show the number to call is 515-602-9653. Before we went to break, we were talking to Jamal Gillespie about his vision for the future of Gastonia
in the community.
In the community.
Yeah, Jamal, you still here with us, aren't you?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, will this venture that you are in right now, will it have a profound impact on the community if the community accepts it, or if the people you have put together accept what you're trying to do? Will it be a profound impact?
I believe that it will. Some of the numbers and some of the information I've seen from other counties that this has already been established in has been so great that I feel that it will bring a lot more opportunity for, you know, people like me and you within our communities with bringing those resources. My main thing that I would love to see come to the community is more youth programs for our kids, more structure to kind of keep them off the streets. And I feel that with Advance, with like the resource that Advance can help me bring to Gaston County, is going to help do that.
So do you think that there's a problem with our young people not having the resources that they need to become successful?
Yes, I believe that completely. I feel that people like us, for one, a lot of our community or a lot of people in our community, such as the youth specifically, are brought into, I'm trying to think of the word for it, the way that the community is already structured, it's almost like there's no way out in time because there's not enough resources there to help them, like, you know, reach the top. And school, I feel school is like one of those starting points where that should be able to help you. However, a lot of the youth now, compared to, I'd say, when I was younger, probably when you were younger, has increased over years how many students have dropped out, how many students are being more involved in the streets. And part of that, like, a lot of people want to say, like, hey, part of that is based on parenting. Part of that is based on just, like, them not caring or where they're growing up at. But I think part of that is also the way that things are being taught as well. And there's not as much engagement within the school system as there would have been in the past. Like, you have some teachers who are literally just there for paychecks, or some teachers, that's another thing I'm going to speak on, like, some teachers aren't even getting paychecks. But you also have those teachers, like, that thing where some people are already stigmatizing, like, certain schools, such as, let's say, Hunter Huss, where those kids aren't willing to learn, and you have teachers that come there thinking that. And you actually have some students who have different ways of learning, and a lot of the resources that are already there aren't being told that they are there to certain members of the community or certain people who attend these schools. And from what I've seen a lot of different people in the community spread that information. It's just that the schools aren't spreading that, and then the families think that their kids are the ones who are the reason why they're failing, believe it's the kids' fault, and, you know, they just lose track in the whole – it's hard to explain for me. It's like a whole
No, I get it.
Dive too far in. But
I totally,
it's just like
I totally get it. Yeah, I totally get it. And for those that think schools like Hunter Huss ain't got nothing going on, I suggest you read and research and know that Hunter Huss was the only school in Gaston County schools that had an IB program. So if they ain't got nothing going on, why would they have an IB program? There's a lot of smart kids come out of Hunter Huss. There's a lot of great teachers at Hunter Huss. So a lot of people literally just really don't know what they're talking about when it comes to singling out some of these schools like that. A lot of great kids that come out of that school.
For sure.
Jamal, would this plan be beneficial to young girls?
Yeah, I believe this plan would be beneficial to young girls as well. I feel that the plan I have with youth programs, there a lot of people hear youth programs and their mind instantly goes to, oh, they want the young boys to play basketball or football and they're profiting off of it. When I say mm-hmm. youth programs, I mean different skills and different things that the youth can learn. I mean things that they can actually carry along in life. For young ladies, it can be whatever their preference is, whether they want to take some of the trades that young men take or whether it can be the trades that they want to take, such as learning more things dealing with law, learning how to, quote-unquote, sew. A lot of people don't know how to sew currently, and that's actually a very beneficial skill, which I've learned over time. Just finding those resources and things that they're involved in. Obviously, if kids want to do, like, you know, sports, cheerleading, et cetera, et cetera, I believe there's a lot more skills and stuff out there, especially with the way that technology is evolving currently. We need a lot more computer engineers. And
yes.
from my mind,
yes.
not trying to diss the young men, but young women are very smart when it comes to math, computers, things like that. And I've seen a high interest in, you know, like whether it's social media marketing, social media managing, like a lot of women going in that field and they're very successful, and just learning how to find like that niche and things that they are really into, and just evolving that to an actual career is one of the great things. Like you have women, young ladies who love TikTok, and they're like, and you have parents who are like, oh, you're not going to accomplish anything from TikTok. You can learn a lot from social media.
Yes. Yes.
Make money from social media, because to be honest with you, that's what's running the world right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like there's so much knowledge, like social media is taking over the news industry. Like if you can look at
yeah.
the statistics, nobody watches news anymore because everything's run by digital marketing.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah. I, you know what, this program that you're trying to introduce in the Gaston County area, it's exciting, man. It sounds like that it could be something that could really, truly help the community. And I, you know, my thing is communication. And I've always said that if you can sit down at the table and can effectively communicate, there is nothing that can't be done when you put like great people together who think alike, who want the same things, who are in the same mindset of progress and unification, and just celebrating our young people and making sure that they have a pathway to success. I still say that when you got all of those elements, you can only be successful. There's no you won't be failing in that, because there's so much that can come from that. So many different roads can be taken from that to where, you know, there's so many successful outcomes. So I look forward to seeing if, you know, this is going to get adopted in Gastonia, you know, by the community. Now, when are you planning on having the meeting you were talking about earlier, if you can say that? If not, I understand.
So currently, I can tell you when I'm having the meeting. I'm having the meeting every 17th, once monthly,
okay.
The 17th of each month. And the way that it's currently set up is that we're building more of the groundwork and foundation portion of that first for this first, trying to think of the word for it, for this first quarter of my tenure, Advanced Carolina, just adding structure, because you can't really set up a goal, you can't set up something without having that structure and that foundation work laid out first. Because I can be like, hey, I can find five random people off the street and be like, hey, okay, we're building this house with no structure, not telling how to do it, not going through different processes. So we want to take the time to gather that information, what resources, like I said, are currently here. We don't want to really redo things. We want to, the way that Advance is set up is basically to help, you know, establish more organization within our county instead of creating more things. Because if you notice, like within the Black community, that's done a lot. Like somebody goes and let's say somebody goes and sets up a youth program for computer technology. And then you have somebody else that goes and does it, and now they're competing when you could just join forces and, you know, actually help bring all, if you're about the youth, you can actually go ahead and do that together and have more ground coverage with that. So we want to build that structure before we really dive all the way in and get to know what we currently need to work on and what's out there already.
Man, that makes
so
perfect sense.
So we can build upon
sense.
Other things.
That makes
it's more
perfect
about
sense.
Working with, yeah, it's more about building, I'm sorry, working with the community and building with the community versus just adding things into the community that may already be there.
Man, I wish nothing but the best for that. That's a plan that sounds like it's building progress. I really commend you for doing that. If you ever, you know, need this platform to get those positive words out, then you know you have this platform also to talk to the community. I really appreciate you coming on the show. Is there anything you want to leave the listeners with?
I just want to thank you for allowing me to come on the show, allowing me to spread the information of what I'm doing and who I am. I know I really value more news stations that are, you know, for the community, things like that, to actually ask about what's going on in our neighborhoods, what's going on there. And I just appreciate you for everything you do as well.
Oh, I appreciate it. I appreciate it. They need to get us on the show, get us on the air here in Charlotte.
Yes, sir.
All over the place. Can't be on the air in my own area. I don't understand that. But you know what? As long as we got foot soldiers out there like you guys and doing things the right way, and that's the key, doing things the right way. When you do things the right way, people will look at you and they will be more susceptible to coming and helping, lending a helping hand. And I think that's what you're getting ready to get is a lot of helping hands with this venture. It sounds like a very, very good program, and I'd like to see it take off.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Jamal Gillespie, y'all. Number to call is 515-602-9653. That number again is
515-602-9653.
Guys, we'll be right back, and we'll talk a little bit more about what Mr. Gillespie was talking about. And there's something that I wanted to say real quick. I hope we have enough time. Very, very interesting stuff that we need to talk about. You guys are definitely live in the day with
Trey
and Jay. See?
Trying to get this cake up, that's what I'm doing, every move I'm making, I'm improving, tomorrow ain't no telling what I'm doing, no telling what I'm doing, trying to get this cake up, that's what I'm doing, every move I'm making, I'm improving, tomorrow ain't no telling what I'm doing, no telling what I'm doing,
I'm getting mine, you getting line, I'm making rain dollars, all you do is drop down. That's right, I can make it rain your paycheck. For all y'all haters, 4-5's on deck. With the heat, I'm O'Neal all night. And go hard like oatmeal, left out all night. And y'all can't see me like I'm 10 feet tall. In the hood, you never round, kinda like a football.
It can't be.
What?
You hate me?
Nah.
You should hate yourself for not being like me. The bank said my money won't fit, so that means I go ahead and withdraw like crack fiends.
Trying to get this cake up. That's what I'm doing. Every move I'm making, I'm improving. Tomorrow ain't no telling what I'm doing. No telling what I'm doing. That's what I'm doing, every move I'm making, I'm improving. Tomorrow ain't no telling what I'm doing, no telling what I'm doing.
You must know, I am for show, and you an actor, you just for show. Bitch, you wouldn't squeeze lemonade, and when I pull the pin, I blow up just like grenades. My money's so long, even I'm amazed. I gotta tell the Lincoln, so out of long face. So fly, if I feel I'll still be in the sky. I'm a Big Mac, you a small fry. I make pesos, pounds, forget it. I might have went over your head, it's like a fitted. I'm in that big Chevy thing, taking up two lanes. So fly, you might as well call it a Chevy airplane.
Trying to get this cake up, that's what I'm doing. Every move I'm making, I'm improving. Tomorrow ain't no telling what I'm doing. No telling what I'm doing.
Trying to get this cake up,
that's what I'm doing. Every move I'm making, I'm improving. Tomorrow ain't no telling what I'm doing. No telling what I'm doing.
This ain't no playground. Round here we don't play round. Out here I'm eating, never put my plate down. I'm getting money and you getting lost. So you ain't even employed, so how you a boss? Doing my thing, don't care what it costs. I'm ballin', play me and you'll get crossed. And you a vegetarian, you can't stand beef. And you like blind people, you ain't never in the street. No, I'm hot and you well, hell. You make it rain, I'm iced out, I make it hell.
Right.
I run this dog, all you do is sprint. You a snitch, the neck, the tail, like sprint.
Tryna get this cake up, that's what I'm doing. Every move I'm making, I'm improving. Tomorrow ain't no telling what I'm doing. No telling what I'm doing.
Trying to get
this cake up, that's what I'm doing. Every move I'm making, I'm improving. Tomorrow ain't no telling what I'm doing. No telling what I'm doing.
What's up, my people? This is Big Easy from Cake Up Records. You're listening to Live in a Day with Jay Radio Show.
You are now listening to Live in a Day with Jay.
The number to call is 515-602-9653. You are now listening to Jay.
I'm waiting.
And Trey, you messed it up.
Okay. Welcome back to the show, y'all. Let me take the time real quick to shout out some of the places that play the show on a regular and people that support the show on a regular. So Chicago, South Philly, New York, Tallahassee, Gastonia, Macon, Georgia, Houston. Big shout out to Houston. Little Rock, Bakersfield, California, Little Rock, Arkansas, Montgomery, Alabama, Denver, Colorado, and Tacoma, Washington, and Flint, Michigan. Thank you guys for continuing to support. Oh, my bad, in Ohio. Guys, Cleveland, I never ever say Cleveland. I'm sorry, but I got people that listen to the show in Cleveland, and I get those email texts in Allendale, South Carolina. I appreciate you guys for continuing to support the show, continuing to listen to the show, even though we're going in a new direction right now. I'm still going to bring the fire, and I'm going to light some fire under her, and I'm going to show y'all how she can get about it too. I know she's looking like, yeah, right. But well, we're going to get her there. So thank you guys for continuing to support the show. Anything you want to say? No. See, she don't want to say nothing. I got to get her to talk. She don't want to say nothing unless she crashing on me. She be crashing on me, and that's when y'all hear her talk.
I'll latch on you.
Yeah. Okay. But I really appreciate you guys for continuing to support the show. This show means so much to me because I started this show on just a little thought. You know, I listen to a buddy of mine all the time, Warren Valentine. He's like a mentor to me. And I asked Warren, I said, look, man, what do I need to do to get a show like you got? And he texted me back and he told me, he said, look at the internet. And I got mad at first because I felt like he should have told me a little bit more than that. But then I thought about it and and put this show together and ended up my first celebrity guest on the show was Little G from Silk, from the group Silk. And that was a very good interview. And I thank Bernardo Porter for that because Bernardo Porter gave me my first celebrity guests. And I appreciate it. And I tell him that every time I see him, I feel like I'm indebted to him because he did do that. And it was a great time. And I appreciate that. And I remember that. I don't forget things like that. I don't forget people who do things for me, unlike people forget when I do things for them. And then they be acting all crazy when I ask them to do something. But anyhow, that's how, you know, this show got started. And, you know, and I start getting people to notice the show and the show start getting some kind of meaning behind it. And people start really looking forward to the show. And I really, truly thought that that was something that needed to happen. I still think that. And so when you guys see me and you say, when I see you, I think of, you know, the radio show, this, that, and the other, because you love that show. Yeah, I do. I truly love this show. I love, you know, being able to bring the truth to you guys. And now that I have my better half with me, it's nothing else, you know, that I can put to the show to make it any better. So we're getting ready to hit you from a male and female perspective. And it's going to be a great experience. I think you guys are going to love it. I know you guys are going to love it. And I know you guys are going to accept it. And you're going to continue to tune in. That's what we want. Make sure you get your tickets for Delay in the Gift this Saturday, 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. Doors open 7 o'clock p.m. The show starts at the Little Theater in Gastonia. You can check my page. You can check her page. You can check Delay in the Gift page and get your tickets. Come see them. They can buy tickets at the door also. If you want to buy tickets, you can buy tickets at the door also. So I leave you guys with what I say to you each and every day. We love you guys with the greatest love we know because the love of God is the love of God because he gives it to us each and every day. So we'll see you guys on tomorrow's show. Maybe I have a surprise, maybe not. But we'll see you on tomorrow's show. You guys have definitely been live in the day with Jay. All right, see you guys.